the Badger Ferris, and you're locked into the Barn Burner, spinning the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country. And I'm feeling a little reverent today. Today I'll be playing sides from the creators, the architects of my favorite art form, which is rock and roll music. That fine, fine balancing act between blues, country, Creole, and swing. I'm kicking things off with what might be considered rock and roll's first 45 or single. This is Rocket 88 by Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! My rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a fifth, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
That was Esquerita with Ooh Baby. Stylistically, Little Richard emulated this guy right down to his 6-inch pompadour and his stand-up piano playing style. And Little Richard will be the first guy to tell you that, too. Esquerita was actually, I think he was a Texan. And he was actually picked up by Capitol Records because they decided that they need somebody like Little Richard. Oh, the irony. Then again, Little Richard did add probably a little bit more of a gospel inflection with his music, and the boy had some pipes. As we can hear right now with Rip It Up, this is the Human Atom Bomb, Little Richard, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Well, it's Saturday night, and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time, cause Saturday night, now I'm feeling fine, I'm on a rock it up.
That was a live recording of the Thielmann Brothers from Indonesia. Yeah, Indonesian Dutch kids back in 1960 who, during this recording, if you've ever watched the Thielmann Brothers, stand on their bass, play drums on their Gibson Les Pauls, play the drumsticks on basically every instrument in the band, surfing on their guitars, playing with their feet. Unbelievable stuff. If you ever get a chance, check the Thielmann Brothers out if you can find them, because they're unbelievable. Last night, I revisited Taylor Hackford's 1986 film, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, which was in honor of Chuck Berry. It was his 60th birthday party, and the concert was put on and organized by Keith Richards. It was done in Chuck Berry's hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Now, Chuck's an interesting fellow. The first thing that I noticed in this movie is that he is he's a very eloquent Southern gentleman. His cadence is very, very proper. They interviewed Bo Diddley and Little Richard during this movie as well. They are definitely individual characters. Little Richard speaks just like he sings. He is the George Peach. During the interview, you get a lot of, la-di-la-di, woo! And a wombomba lubops, and you know, and does speak like a preacher. Bo has that beat in his speaking pentameter too. He definitely has that kind of rhythmic kind of speech pattern. But Chuck is like a dignitary, and then again, his songs were always a little bit like an English lesson too. Here's "School Days" by Chuck Berry on the Barn Burner. You're listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Happy Friday.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. If you can find a seat, you're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round. Bin. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Vancouver's 5th Annual Women in Film Festival takes over the Van City Theatre on the weekend of April 17th and 18th. With a huge selection of shorts, documentaries, animation, drama, comedy, and one feature film, 35 first-time and seasoned female filmmakers from around the world will enthuse, engage, and enlighten. The festival will also include the presentation of two major filmmaker awards, pitching sessions, free filmmaker panels, an exhibition showcasing local media companies, and much, much more. The festival is open all weekend, and for more information and tickets, go to www.womeninfilm.ca.
I'm a road runner, honey. Put some dirt in your eyes. Somewhere hanging around.
That was the man born Ellis McDaniel. That is one, the only, Mr. Bo Diddley. Rock and roller, boxer, hype man, self-promoter. Bo Diddley did it all in the early rock and roll days and really didn't get paid a lot of money. So pay his estate. That's what you should do, send money to his family. Guess what? We have the first barn burner ticket giveaway in the history of the show. The first caller to call in at 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR, will win tickets to see Roots Rockers' Deer Tick, April 21st, 2010, at the Biltmore Cabaret. So yeah, first caller in will win those tickets. Right now, let's get to some more rock and roll. This is Lloyd Price with Stagger Lee on the Barn Burners tribute to the creators of rock and roll music.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Hey Porter, hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I wanna look around. Hey Porter, hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell? Hey Porter, hey Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please, cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, hey Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey Porter, hey Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell an engineer, I said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
Flashed a quart and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone, and let's all get Dixie fried." Now Van got happy and he started raving. He jerked out his razor, but he wasn't shaving. And all the cats knew to jump and hop, but he was born and raised in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats and cries. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried." The cops heard Dan when he started to shout. They all ran in to see what it was about. And I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. "I rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Get right." All know he wasn't scared of the law. And through the black crossbar he tossed a note to his dick. He said, "It ain't my fault, hon, that I'm in here." But hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone, and I've been Dixie fried."
God, I love that song. That's my favorite Carl Perkins song, bar none. That's Dixie Fried from his early Sun studio sessions. Before that, we had a little bit of a Sun streak going on there. It was Johnny Cash with Hey Porter. Had a caller call in and watched that Hail Hail Rock and Roll movie as well last night, and was really enjoying it. Another thing that I didn't mention, talking about just some of the famous interviews in that film. They interviewed Roy Orbison, and he actually talked a lot about Chuck and how he had a very astute knowledge of the Grand Ole Opry too. And he kind of considered him that there was a little bit more country in Barry's flavor, which I tend to agree with. You listen to that twangy picking and stuff like Memphis, Tennessee. We have a winner too for the Deer Tick. Deer Tick tickets. No, I don't have a stutter. I might. I'm not sure. Scott Sheehan has won those, so congratulations, Scott. Yeah, that's April 21st, 2010 at the Biltmore Cabaret. So, yeah, kids, go out and support live music. Go and check out Deer Tick. Hell of a band. Let's see here. Let's get to some instrumental rock and roll with a guy when it comes to feedback. And noise has probably had more of an influence than pretty much anybody else. Here is Fatback. This is Link Ray. You have tuned in to the Barn Burner, the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country. I will be here with you for another half hour. So, yeah, stay locked to that dial. That sounded nasty, didn't it? Here's The Killer.
God, I hate you to love me, let police don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love will tumble me down. You leave me.
Breathless.
Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, and that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me
breathless.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold on tight. Cause when you love me right.
This stuff was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me
breathless.
Jerry Lee Lewis on the Barn Burner, and my tribute to the architects, creators, and founding fathers of rock and roll music. You know, Canada, oddly enough, had some, not oddly enough, because, you know, we've always had rockers and rollers, right? That's what we do. You know, what does Randy Bachman like to say? We stay inside and rock and roll. One of the early rock and rollers from this country was actually born in Windsor, Ontario. His name was Jack Scott. He made a name for himself in the Motor City in Detroit. And this is one of his first singles. This is Jack Scott with Leroy on the Barn Burner.
Hey.
Thank you.
take it all over. Just the way you say goodbye to me brings the fear out inside of me. Quivers down my backbone. I got the shades in my backbone. I got the shoes in my knee bone. Shake it all over. Shake it all over.
That was a very, very early demo of Shake It All Over by Chad Allen and the Expressions. So, yeah, Canada, even in the early rock and roll days, had definitely something to offer. Let's see here. Coming up next, we've got one of my, one of the rock and rollers that I think would have, like Buddy Holly, had a lot to offer if he would have lived a little longer than he did. Again, one of my favorites of the early rock and rollers. Definitely had that rebellious image, definitely had a signature sound. This is the one, the only, Eddie Cochran with Something Else on the Barn Burners tribute to the founding fathers of rock and roll. Like I said before, if you have any requests, give me a shout, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR.
Comes.
Deep into the funnel of love.
funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. Get you someday. Here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of
tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're back with Bobby Two, or Bobby the Badger Ferris here on the Barn Burner. And before the Radio Zero show promo, you heard the Queen of Rockabilly. That was Wanda Jackson. Apparently she's got a new album coming out produced by Jack White. Very interested to hear that. Let's get to some stuff on the CITR playlist. These are some rockers, some rockabilly guys from Eastern Canada that keep very close to the formula that rock and roll is based on. This is Devil's Hot Rod, and the track is No More Whiskey. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hell, baby, baby, stop your tone. But I can feel all the wind, you know that baby feels so strong. I'll scare everybody.
How do you like that? Two songs about whiskey, both from bands that have devil in their names. That last one was the Rumble Devils with Whiskey, and like I said before, the one before that was Devil's Hot Rod. I really like their sound, with No More Whiskey. Let's play another Sun artist. Let's play an instrumental. This is a song by Bill Justice, who did a lot of instrumental stuff for Sun Studios. This song is called Raunchy. Matt and Cam and Tyler and the boys from Radio Zero will be with you shortly. I've had a blast again, and I hope you have too. So yeah, here's that instrumental by Bill Justice, only on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, in Canada. And support your local independent radio stations.
Thank you.
piano, Huey Smith and the Clowns with Don't You Just Know It, one of the great one-hit wonders of rhythm and blues in the 1950s. My time is almost up. I am going to leave you with a man that Motorhead covered, Johnny Burnett. The Johnny Burnett Trio, one of the original rock and roll combos, and Motorhead in the 80s did a cover of A Train Kept a Rollin', which is the track I'm going to play. I hope you've enjoyed the Barn Burners tribute to the architects of rock and roll. And yeah, here's Johnny Burnett on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.